This is Carol with Arts Live and Local. Well, we're going to start off today with a dedication and a song that goes with it. Sunday, you have an opportunity to learn more about this. Dedication is to our very own Columbia River and the whole state of Oregon and the state of the world, climate change, all those good things. So, on Sunday, you'll have an opportunity to take a walk and see the proposed pipeline route in our area. Here's a song from British Columbia by Barry Truder, and it was sent because, well, he was here for the tenor guitar gathering, and he knows how much we care about our river, and he had put this song together for his area. Have a listen, stay tuned, and thanks for being here on another beautiful day in the Pacific Northwest.
Sacred river is free, river runs gracefully down to the sea. Ancient valleys, forests of pine, my soul is at rest in these mountains sublime. Raven and eagle, beaver and bear, wondrous wilderness equally shared. A living landscape, deeply imbued, spirit and flesh in cycle renewed. No tankers on our coast, no pipelines across our land, no tankers on our coast, no pipelines across our land. Mist on the water silently clears, and out of the deep a vast shape appears. Flash of a fin, twist of a tail, surface submerge, leaving no trail. I watched in wonder, I gazed in awe, stunned by the beauty of what I saw. No tankers on our coast, across our land, no tankers on our coast, no pipelines across our land. This beauty is ours to protect at all cost. We cannot regain what once we have lost. Scars on the land, spills in the sea, is this what our grandchildren's future will be? Or is there a better legacy? River and ocean, unburdened and free. No tankers on our coast, no pipelines across our land, no tankers on our coast, no pipelines across our land, no tankers on our coast, no pipelines across our land. tankers on our coast. No pipelines across our land.
Thanks to Barry Truter for the song. What a nice surprise. That's the sad part. But the good part is that we have lots and lots going on in our area. And one of the things that's going on has been going on, as I mentioned earlier, for 29 years. Holy moly! My guest is none other than Judith Nyland. And she, I believe, has been with it from the beginning. Is that true?
I missed the first year at the Eagles.
Oh.
Dell hooked us in the second year.
Okay.
At the hotel.
Yes.
Which sort of ties into our story today.
And which is how that got its name, too.
The Astor. Well, it got the name.
Astor Hotel.
No, it was actually based on Astor Street. That was the red light district.
Oh,
way down, you know, where right down by Pier 11 there. That's Astor Street, that little short chunk.
Right. So that's where I wondered, because now it's on Bond Street, which is where there were a few other things going on.
There were. But Astor Street was the notorious area in town.
Yeah. And this play is pretty notorious. No, it's not notorious. It is famous.
It is.
And not infamous, but famous. And it is the 29th season. Very exciting. Let's tell folks right now, it opens this coming Thursday, the 11th. Don't the years seem to get shorter and shorter? Didn't it just close?
And there's more to do every day.
I am sure.
More and more complexity.
So the Opry House, or the Playhouse, is at 129 West Bond. And that's that street that is a little funny to get to now, but it's right across from the Pig and Pancake.
That's
that might help in Astoria.
That's right.
And the easiest thing to do is call 503-325-6104, and either Judy or somebody will get back to you if no one answers.
Chris Lynn is our box office gal.
Great. She will get you your tickets so you can pick out where you want to be and what date you want to go. So what days is it going to be running?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with 4 Sunday matinees this summer. 7:30 p.m. Doors opening at 7. Tickets available at the box office.
And until when does it run?
September 14th this year.
Okay. We need to know that, because a lot of people have guests coming in. And this is, I have to tell you, I tell you every year this, but 4 years ago now, my family came from New York City and Long Beach, California. And I took a chance. I said, I'm going to take them to Shanghai. You know, they're New York City. They're kind of sophisticated theater people, but let's try it, because, you know, it's history and it's
right.
They loved it.
Yay.
They loved it.
Yay.
So the spectrum is quite large.
Now, you know, we're having an opening night barbecue with Chef Holen.
Yeah. Now, you did that once
before?
We
did that last year for the first time, and it was delicious. So we're repeating it. People loved it.
So this is Chef Holen.
Holen.
Chef Holen from Baked Alaska.
That's right. He makes an outdoor barbecue look fancy.
That's great. Where is it going to be? Right there in your...
We just do it right outside, people, buffet style. And
okay, what time should people be there? How do they do that?
It's best to go through the ticket line for that. You can only get tickets on the website, but you can get a reservation for dinner through Chris Lynn on the 325-6104 number. And then the doors open early that night. I don't think we're going to be able to take walk-ins for dinner. We have to let chef know how many meals. So night before would be best to be guaranteed
to
get
call
in on the goodies.
And just let them know that you're coming.
Yeah.
Right. And so we're not going to give the price, but it is a little more expensive that night.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're
such a deal.
Having dinner.
Such a deal.
Well, of course.
You know,
I mean, this is dinner and theater wrapped up in one.
That's
That's a great idea. What fun. Yeah. And they're great supporters, Baked Alaska.
They are.
Of
they're
the
some
community,
of our favorite people, and they're so good to us.
Yeah. So tell us, what's special this year? Do you have any new people coming in?
We do have some interesting things that have happened this year, along with Nate Buchholz coming back to direct for the second time.
Oh, nice.
I mean, well, the second time in this round, because he's directed in the past and moved away and came back. We have a lot of new faces this year, a lot of fresh faces that we haven't seen. Of course, we have some of our favorites. We couldn't do the show without our Miss Macy. We've have a lot of people who are just such good team players in sports. It's worked out that this was the season of lots of fast changing situations. I mean, we're affected by the economy just like everybody else. And what I noticed this year, more than any other year, is that how many people work has interfered with them being able to complete their time with us. Yeah. And I've lost a lot of performers who said, my hours changed. Right. I have no choice. Right. I've lost my housing. I got to go. I lost my job. I got to go look for a job. And so that caused a lot of juggling. But the most interesting part to me was how we managed, the cast managed to help me fill in the spaces, take over parts, be willing to play more, go drag their brother in, go drag their best friend in. So we have a fantastic cast, and they're all just such a good group to work with. Everyone's saying this year it's just such a nice group of people.
And that's wonderful. Let's just dip into, because we were hoping to have some musicians here today, but it looks like they may not make it. And coming from Eugene, I think, so it is a bit of a ways. But before Shanghai opens on the 11th,
yes.
you are having a shindig tomorrow night.
We just can't resist. I was contacted by Jason Najjar, and that interests me because I knew his father way back when in the Astor Hotel days. Don Najjar was one of, he came in the year two, same year I did. He worked with me and Carl to build the set with Dell, and he played Sneak. People probably remember, he is the person who invented the green tongue. I just have to tell you that. I remember everything from Shanghai.
Oh, God.
And he took that character and made it into what you actually see today. People mimicked him. And I'd always wondered what happened to him and where he was, and I knew he was in Eugene. Well, his son contacts me and says, me and my friends, we used to have this little band called International Anthem.
Oh,
maybe you remember them.
Oh,
and I went, remember them. Oh, my
gosh.
In the 90s, they were a big deal around here.
Absolutely.
And so they all went off to Eugene. They formed another band. They did this. They did that. But they wanted to do we are so old, Carol, a 25-year reunion. And so they said, you interested in having it at your theater? It's a little bit folk. It's a little bit rock. It's a little bit. And they're bringing in Mark Burney, right?
Yes, and Mark Burney, I have been following his career because he ended up in Boston and has done some fabulous music. He has played with the Boston Philharmonic and Yitzhak Perlman.
Right.
And the way I first came across his music was he plays klezmer.
Oh, my.
He's a horn player, yes. And so I called up these people I know who also have the last name of Burney, and I said, you know this guy? Well, yes, that's our son, Mark.
Yeah, it's amazing. Look
I
at
have
where
been
we live.
Keeping track of Mark Burney playing trumpet. So apparently he's coming in.
As a guest spot. So it'll basically be four bands that night. It'll be the band that mutated from International Anthem, the Koozies, and then it's going to be a group that's called Syrup? Am I pronouncing that right?
Well, yes, as you would psychology. It's P-S-Y-R-U-P. So I'm saying syrup, too.
Okay. And then the Chronicles of Bad Butch.
And that's local band.
They say they're all have local connections and that some of them are from Eugene.
Okay.
And then, of course, the International Anthem will regroup for the first time
how
in
fun.
A billion years, calling Mark Burney to the stage where they're going to play some of their old favorites. And I'm really hoping to see some of my old friends from the 90s who know who this band is. They reminded me they played at the Astor Hotel one time.
Yeah.
And they actually were one of the first bands to play at the Astor Hotel. And so we did it. It's a little crazy for us to try to throw an event 4 days before we opened Shanghai. My director was not very happy with me.
Yes, but crazy is kind of the way you kind of, you know, like good crazy.
We like to keep it fresh, Carol. Yes. We like to keep it fresh.
It's magical.
It is.
I guess the fellow who's also a local, Jake Pruszynski, is the acoustic guitar player and lead singer of the Koozies, and he's local. I keep saying Don Najjar. Jason Najjar is playing the bass. And then I think there's one more local in there whose name is Tuan Bui, who does lead guitar, and then there's a couple of Eugene people, too. And then, of course, the other bands. So
right.
It's going to be a very rich night of music.
We're pretty excited.
And stories of old times, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, old friends coming together.
That's great. So I love the connection, though, when you when I saw the name, I said, is this Don Jarre's son? And you wrote back and said, oh, yes.
And that's what's interesting, too, because maybe as they probably picked up, if they were following the opening of the statement that you made, we're going into 30 years next year, 33-0. And I'm planning on trying to connect with old casts and do reunion shows.
Mm.
So I'm starting my hunt. And so actually I have an ulterior motive to try to get reconnected with Don and make sure that I can maybe talk him to come up and do Sneak for us one weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Well, Sneak is one of my favorite characters. And you've had so many different people play it. And it is... it leaves a lot of room for creativity.
It does.
And also physical theater and physical comedy, which is just delightful.
I don't know if you remember Fiji, Dick Fiji. He was a real big guy. And then we had Walt Plummer, who's the real skinny guy. We've had women play Sneak that have been great.
Yes. And of course,
Lisa?
No, the... he's a wonderful theater person, but he does incredible Sneak, too.
Oh, Lamar.
Lamar,
if you're listening, that's what I was saying. You, Lamar Blackner.
I was saying Lamar.
Yes.
And then I think Brandon, a young man, he played at one time.
Brandon Ruse,
And
he was the youngest guy. I think he was like just 14.
Yeah.
And he was darling, he was slimy.
He
got it down. And usually we don't put kids that young in the show.
No, but he has the physical part down, too. He
absolutely
could really move. So I thought, whoa.
Talent.
So fun. Of course, everyone in the cast is a blast. The whole thing is a blast. And the music is great. We all go around humming. And I'm seeing people drive up. I don't know who they are, but you never know. Some of them might be thinking
it is very melodramatic if he made it in the nick of time.
Well, if he did, he better get in here. But I don't know. Somebody's out there. So again, the Chronicles of
Butch, isn't that
Bad
what it
Butch?
Says,
that's
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Now look, every night should be full of a little surprises.
Yes,
and maybe
there
are people out there who have heard these bands and they can enlighten us. Go to my Facebook page and tell me all about them. I'd love to hear.
And what's your Facebook?
Well, just I have one, but Astor Street Opera Company
Astor Street Opera.
Go check their page.
Okay, so the main thing is that this is starting. This that we're talking about, the concert, is tomorrow evening. Now, the challenge of tomorrow evening is that there is some other outrageous music going on.
Exactly.
And as a matter of fact, if you were lucky enough to tune in to Albert Smith's folk music show today, you heard Luke and Katie doing a number. And Luke and Katie are now part of, what is their band called? Hook and Anchor. Luke Yitzhi, Katie, I know this. This is, and Ryan Dabrowski. And that's, you may know those names from, they play together in Blind Pilot as well. But this is their band, and they are going to be playing tomorrow night. And also they have their buddy John Moen from the Decembrists coming. And his band, or his group or project, is Perhapsed. That's Perhaps with a T at the end. And they're going to be playing over at the Columbian Theater, and it's an end of the real benefit. Everybody's got a benefit. You're looking for toilets. They're looking for for getting a digital projector.
Projector? That sounds easier than our job. I'll trade them.
Yes.
I'll get their projector if they get us toilets.
Whoa, there's a challenge out there. So, and as I mentioned before, the good news is that the Astor Street Opry is in Astoria. The Columbian Theater is in Astoria. You can experience all the music. Now, let's throw a little wrench into this one.
Of course.
Across the river from where I am right now at the Sou'wester, which is in Seaview.
Which we love the Sou'wester.
Yes, it's a wonderful place, and they're doing lots of good things in the arts and in the vintage trailers and in the music. And so tomorrow night, they have also three bands. What is with this? I mean, it's multiple band night. If we put them all together, we'd have this. Too much.
Let's do it, Carol. Yeah, that's what we need. We need another thing to do.
All of it, right. They have a couple of bands coming from Los Angeles, the Farallians or the Farallians. I don't know quite how to pronounce it. And then they have the, acoustic pop of Casey Johansing. And then they have from Portland, O'Dunes, which is psychedelic rock. And that's going to be at 8 o'clock in the Pavilion. And so, is there enough music for you? No, because also tomorrow night in the Halen Bay State Park, which is, I mean, this is the good thing, is you can come to Astoria or you can go to the peninsula, or if you are in Nehalem, because the Nehalem Bay Winery is having a big festival at 1 o'clock. From 1 o'clock on, they have Baby Gramps, the Freak Mountain Ramblers, and Closely Watched Trains. And so if you're in that area, you might want to go over to Nehalem Bay State Park at 7 o'clock for the Sedona Fire Band, which is a local band. Phew, somebody's local. That's all right, you know. There's also a barn dance going on tomorrow night at the White Clover Grange in Nehalem. Man, you could just, you folks in Nehalem, you've got it made. You don't have to go anywhere. But also tomorrow, in the non-music area or dance, is the Peninsula Arts Association. They're having a starving artist sale from 10 till 4 at the Ocean Park Library, 1308 256th Place. And it is a benefit for the Ocean Park High School Graduation Scholarship. Now, what's cool is when they say starving artist, they mean it. I believe, now I may be misquoting, so, you know, don't hold me to it, folks, but I think she wrote that everything's under $50, and these are real artists who show their work in the galleries.
Wow.
It's just that these are things that they're ready to move along so that they can make more room. So this sounds like quite the deal, 10 to 4. And I think that's what I have for tomorrow. Also, the Seaside Legion has a garage band. Don't forget that all over towns, not just Astoria, but all over the peninsula, Cannon Beach, everything in between, the Adrift Hotel, the Bridgewater Bistro, the Shelburne Hotel, Sweet Basil's, even the Wet Dog, and all of the markets that are going on now, not all of them, but many of the markets, all those places have live music many nights a week or during their markets. Wow, are we rich or what? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is amazing because people go places on vacation so they can find good music.
Music's where it's at.
Definitely a good place mm-hmm. to go. So here, if you're in Astoria, check out the Astor Street Opry Company, 129 West Bond, for the 25th year reunion of International Anthem, starting at 8 p.m. with three bands plus Mark Burney.
That's right. Then,
and this is what you really want to put on your calendar, is Dinner and the Theater. How's that sound, huh?
It sounds elegant.
Very elegant, yes.
Elegant, this, the Opry Company style.
Yeah, kind of elegant, yeah.
With our beer.
Right. Start on July 11th, and that is Thursday evening. The 29th season of Shanghai and Astoria opens with a fabulous cast and music, and I highly recommend that you take any guests you have and be sure to see it. If you've seen it every year, I'm sure you'll go on your own. If you haven't seen it in 5-7 years, go, because it morphs.
It doesn't?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And who do you have playing music this time?
Well, Phil's playing music, and
Phil
we're starting
is, yeah.
to Phil. Phil Morrell.
Right.
And Chris Lynn Taylor is doing some music direction. And we've got young Zach on the drums. And then we also are working with a new pianist this year who's going to be helping Phil Allison. And so that's good. You know, we keep
good.
Rolling along.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The Astor Street Opry is a training ground also. The last thing that was on that and I found it delightful was the Teen Project.
Oh yeah, how about that?
With Rapunzel.
Wasn't
very
that
exciting.
Something?
It was way beyond my expectations, quite frankly. There were some terrific singers.
And I don't mean to be so surprised, but these kids have really come up through the ranks. They've taken it seriously.
That's it.
They could sing. And this is what
part of what we're doing. And they're getting good training. Yes.
This is what we're doing at the Opry Company. It's a good thing.
And it's working. 503-325-6104. Thank you, Judy, for keeping this alive and well, along with all your many, many volunteers. And I'm going to play a tune now from the Hook and Anchor. That's Luke and Katie Claiborne and Ryan. Thanks.
Thank you.
Driving across the ocean on a white, white gloomy wild wind. Best to stay inside. Winds pours down on us, tides running high. Nothing as cold as they is ever gonna dry.
That's Hook and Anchor, and you can catch them tomorrow night at the Columbian Theater in Astoria. And that's Luke Yitzde, Katie Claiborne, and Ryan Dabrowski. See, if I wait long enough, names come back to me. So, and you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, and I hope you had a great birthday, Carol. And Ted, I hope you're going to have a great birthday. Whoa, this is a hot time for people getting older. I didn't say old. I said older. It's okay. And I have a guest here whose art is never old, although she does reach back into old crafts, wouldn't you say? And so my guest is Rebecca Reed. Reed.
Correct.
I almost got R-E-A-D. You know,
that's right, like read a book.
Right.
Although past tense, read a book. I've had people say
exactly. That's the problem with English, isn't it? It's challenging. Rebecca Reed is here because she has a brand new show opening on Thursday evening. That's the 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Yummy Wine Bar and Bistro in Seaside. And it's a great place to eat, and a delightful place to have a show, because I like the idea that some people go in there, and people who don't know anything about art except good food, that's an art, and then suddenly, whoa, what's all this good stuff,
you know? Right, so right. We love it down there. It's our little slice of heaven, mm-hmm. in Seaside. It's a really nice venue for art, because yeah. Corey Albert, the owner and chef, knows his aesthetics.
Yes.
And he makes a very pleasant environment,
yeah.
for
and,
eating or viewing.
And yes, it does have an elegance about it. And also he keeps the shows. Now your show is going to be running till October 9th.
October 2nd.
Mm-hmm. October 2nd.
Right.
Okay.
It's a good long run.
So that's a treat also, and unusual.
I think he cycled through a little bit more years ago, but now he's doing probably about 4 shows a year.
I think he does it with his food. He does seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does the art and the, yeah.
Yep, that's what keeps him alive. He's a really good businessman,
yeah.
who knows
yeah.
how to.
And a good community member. I first met him in one of those volunteer opportunities that we, of which there are many in this area. So your show is called 10,000 Things. I know you have a background in graphic design and printmaking and calligraphy. That's what I was talking about, old arts. So what's the story? 10,000 things. You're not going to have 10,000 paintings. I know that. Tell us what you're doing.
Okay, Carol. When you said, calligraphy and printmaking, I'm another one of those crazy printmakers in the area that, we're all over the place. We're coming out of the woodwork.
You're part of the North Coast Printmakers
yeah,
group,
right.
aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's an right. ever-expanding group.
Yep.
And, they just had finishing up a nice run up at the college.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, actually, I came up with, read the phrase, and I can't remember which book I read it in, but 10,000 things, and I think its origin is Chinese, mm-hmm. and it symbolizes everything in the material world. So it's almost kind of like saying everything.
Mm, infinity.
Infinity, yeah.
Yeah.
And but then 10,000, the numerical, the number 10,000 pops up in a lot of different cultures too. In Greek culture, myriad, mm. probably heard that word, and that's a really lyrical word too. But the reason why I spun that as a title for my show is because as an artist, everything in the universe, everything that's out there is charming and is certainly worthy of being recreated in an art form.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, just too much. There's just too many things to choose from. So when I was talking to Corey about the show and, putting together a series for this, I thought, I'm just going to make a little exercise for myself and just like take things out of a grab bag. Things that appeal to me, and of one of 10,000 things, and have that be
wow.
spotlit.
Ooh, my mind is spinning. I'm so almost dizzy from thinking of trying to do that.
Well, I think that a lot of
so
artists
much.
Do. You know, it's like, where do you start? You know,
yeah.
maybe some people, I don't know, they're probably better off than I am that, can say, all right, I really love landscapes, or, I love fruit or mm-hmm. Children's portraits or
mm-hmm.
whatever
mm-hmm.
and to me it's just all yeah. Anything is worthy of
that's harder
showcasing
though.
Yeah so I just picked some random things and had a lot of fun with it, and actually it really helped propel me as an artist, because sometimes you can get your writer's block and mm-hmm. say I'm just going to stall out because I don't know what to have as a subject.
So give me the process, for example, since it's so broad. See, I would think that would be more difficult than saying, for example, children's portraits mm-hmm. or spring flowers or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did you even choose the first 5 things or one thing? Or?
I have like a little visual journal. I think a lot of people, do. And, I've had these little snippets of things, you know, that have, that someday were going to become, you know, a piece of work. And so I just reviewed those and took a look at the ones, you know, kind of picked. I have 13 pieces. Mm-hmm. It started out as 10, and then I, you know, I couldn't help it. You know, I threw in a couple more. Yeah, yeah. But
it's a lucky number anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, lucky 13. Yeah. So, yeah, I've got, you know, but I also really do like to express what is in my part of my surroundings. You know, like I feel that you know, the coastal influences, I've definitely got a couple of nods to that.
Mm-hmm.
I've
okay.
got some crustaceans, I have some crabs, and I have some waves. Actually, the wave piece was inspired by a surfing class that I took.
Oh.
And also a poem by Tom Gunn.
Okay, so yeah, let's
get over to the written word.
Well, I've seen some of your work where you combine mm-hmm. your...
the calligraphy.
You get that calligraphy and the poetry and everything all together. So yeah. How did that work on this, in this show?
Pretty good. Actually, you know, it kind of ebbs and flows, you know, and I was going to say... too, about the 10,000 things. One of the things that helps me kind of circle into what I'm doing is, you know, I can come up with a concept or a composition, and sometimes I'm successful bringing it to fruition. Sometimes it just won't happen. You mm-hmm. know, actually, the best work, the most interesting things come out at the end of the day in the studio when I'm playing. And uh-huh. I wanted to share that with you because, you know,
that's good.
I bet I'm not alone. You know, I've heard from other people too saying, you know, when you just sort of let yourself go, don't worry, you know, and just sort of, and I really do feel that I get things find me more than I find them.
I think that is a life lesson, not just in mm-hmm. making art. Well, although life is an art, I think that's true of all. When we try to focus and we try to grab, and I had a musician in Derek Moore, and he was talking when he was trying to put it together. It was, you know, it was never quite working, and now it's just coming, and it's mm-hmm.
when you let go. Sometimes you have to hold on. Sometimes you have to let go.
Mm-hmm. So, are these? Are you combining your calligraphy in the work?
Yeah, actually, there are a couple of pieces that do have the written word in this. I actually did a series earlier in the year that was a lot more calligraphy. And, you know, like I say, it just sort of breezes in and out, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't, the less control, the less squeezing, the better off it is. So, but there are a few. There are a few pieces.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And size-wise, what are we looking at?
I really enjoy, I guess it's probably because, you know, I'm just like, you know, a tidy person, and I like, you know, order, is that I love the square format.
Okay.
It just appeals to me. And I like smaller pieces, although I do larger pieces as well. But I have a... many of them are 16 by 16 inch framed.
And what medium are you using?
Printmaking.
All.
Yeah, printmaking for the most part. And
monotypes. Monotypes, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So you got your one shot at it.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you got 10,000 choices.
Yeah,
so, hey, you
10,000 of them.
I think it will be very interesting to see what you've chosen. And, of course, you could have hundreds of shows, 10,000 things. 10,000. You know,
sure,
keep going
that's
for
right.
Years.
This is a lifelong series.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But it'll, you know, I think people will enjoy. I hope that people do come down. You've got plenty of time to swing by and take a look. And of course, enjoy Yummy in the restaurant.
So again, it's Yummy Wine Bar and Bistro. It was at 831 Broadway in Seaside. And it's a delightful place. And again, I think it's just wonderful that so many of our eating establishments have made art a focal point, whether it's the music in many mm-hmm. of them, and in this case, hanging art and some other places as well.
Right.
It just enlarges the whole experience.
It is.
So
Very conducive. And, you know, the work will be up on the their website as well, as well as mine. So there's a lot of ways to access
And your website is?
RebeccaReed.com.
R-E-A-D.
Right.
Okay. And the opening is Thursday the 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. And if you go then, I'm sure you will get a chance to meet Rebecca. So thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on the show.
Great. Thank you, Carol.
I'm sure I will see it. And I'm going to be very interested to see what you chose. So thanks. And this is KMUN, KTCB, 919-895, coastradio.org, which is what many people listen on all over the world, including Halifax. And I also want to mention that we are watching, many of us are watching the world events, and the arts help us get through and express ourselves, as well as being able to connect with people from all over the world. Right now I have a piece from perhaps the other band that is going to be at the Columbian Theater tomorrow night, 9 p.m. in Astoria.
It's the first of its kind, and we're not even trying. Tomorrow's awakening, slap to the face. 'Cause tonight we're flying.
You are listening to the music of Perhaps. That's Perhaps with a T at the end. And that's John Moen's new project. And John is from the Decemberists. And again, he will be here tomorrow evening. And they'll be having a gala time at Columbia Theater on 11th and Marine Drive in Astoria. So you can go from the Astor Street Opry Company on Bond over to the Columbian Theater and enjoy all this music. And if you're on the peninsula, get yourself into Seaview for the Sou'wester. And if you are in Nehalem, you can listen in to the Nehalem Bay Winery during the afternoon, and then Sedona Fire Band in the evening. And by the way, tonight, the Coaster Theater is running with Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, one of my favorite plays. Brings back lots of memories for lots of reasons. 7:30 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And Latin jazz guitarist and a wonderful community member, Wes Warmond, is going to be at Vino Manzanita tonight at 7. And the biggie tonight, one of the biggies tonight, but this one's a real biggie, is the Trash Art Show at the Hoffman Center in Manzanita. It opens at 6:30 till 8, unless you have a preview ticket. If you want one of those and you don't have it yet, you better give them a call, 503-368-3846. It's from 4 to 6, pre-open, and you get to first pick of all the art. And they are showing on Saturday and Sunday as well. Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday 10 to 1. Trash Art Show. You may have heard Lorene Ortiz last weekend. It's a great time down there. Sand Traps featuring Sonny Hess. And again, lots and lots of places having wonderful stuff going on. Don't forget about the Pipeline Walk on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Elderberry Inn, Highway 26, and Fort George in the evening with Bart Budwig and the Country Creole. Crohn's. Wednesday is the Brownsmead Flats at Lindstrom Park in Astoria on 7th Street. And it's also Seaman's Day at Fort Clatsop. That's, of course, our Newfoundland friend, Newfoundland dog friend. And Yummy Wine Bar on Thursday with Rebecca Reed. And Songbird Walk on Cannon Beach Trail. And Astor Street Opry Company opening with a barbecue. And now we are off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And
you got it.
Yeah? Is that good? Is that good?
Wonderful.
Okay, do you guys get to sing that?
We do, many times.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you join me then?
One of the recurring things.
And, it's one of the recurring.
The great and powerful Oz doesn't get to sing it.
Well, that's your introductory solo. The various characters, when they first appear, you know, have a little bit of a highlight. Being able to introduce themselves with a song.
And each one sings that song?
Sings with different lyrics. So if you were to learn, you could learn that song and sing it for, you know, 10 minutes to anybody with, you know, 6 different verses or something.
Okay. I am lost here. I thought I knew that song. So is this Barbara Polshuk's version or is that the original version?
It is directed by Barbara Polshuk, but this is the original musical. They just do a little variation for each of the times we sing it because the audience would get bored listening to the same.
So in the original, they also have different.
Yes,
okay.
Just a little changes.
The script is from the original musical.
And when we're talking original, are we talking movie or it was a movie first and then became a play or what?
Well, actually, it was of course it was a book. Right.
Of course. Duh. And, yes. Thank you.
And then they made it in the, sometime in the 30s, they made it into a musical production that was done on the screen. So it was a movie musical.
That some of us used to watch in the 40s and the 50s.
Yeah, every Thanksgiving, I think it was played on Thanksgiving every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, the voices you've just heard are, the last one was Michael Link, who is playing?
The Great and Powerful Wizard and Professor Marvel.
Oh, wait, I don't know who he is. We'll get back to him in a minute. Before that, you heard from Carly Keone. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
From the North Coast Chorale. But in this case, what are you doing in this play?
Well, I'm going to be playing Dorothy Gale for half of the performances, and then the other half, I will be doing various chorus roles, as we have most of our major roles double casted.
Oh, that's very clever, because then you have a backup. In addition to giving you a break,
it's an understudy.
it's a built-in understudy. Well, you are running for your opening on the 12th. That's a week from tonight, and you're running through August 4th. And it's Fridays and Saturdays at 7 and Sunday at 3. I just wanted to get that in there before we, you know, to make sure not to forget. It's all at the Fort Columbia Theater at the State Park in Chinook, Washington, on Highway 101. And you can go online and check this out. Papa, yes, that's P-A-P-A, Papa Theater, and that's T with an R-E at the end, .org. That's Peninsula Arts Performing...
Peninsula Association of Performing Artists. It's a mouthful.
I had all the words, but I mixed up the order is the problem. And the voice you just heard was Mike Toole. Now, Mike, I don't know you? Who are you? Does anybody know you?
I've been hiding in a closet in Long Beach for a few years.
I see. And you are playing?
I'm playing the Scarecrow.
How could I tell?
And
folks,
Honk in Kansas. One of the work hands that
Honk
is where we're all.
Are you a duck?
No,
a
car? I'm just a hand.
Okay. Well, if you were here in the studio, you would have known that he's playing the Scarecrow. By the hat he is wearing on his head.
And I get sort of partly into the story about my introduction to theater on the peninsula.
Please.
Telling some of my friends, and they go, oh, and what part are you playing? And I say, I barely get the word out of my mouth, and they go, I knew it! So,
and that's why, Mike. Why did they know it? Besides the fact that you're tall and skinny, why else?
Because I'm just sort of a goofus.
I see.
And, I have goofus. A brain, but I like to lace it with a lot of humor. And it took me quite a while to realize that some of my best ideas were cast off by, like, church groups or whoever, whatever committee I was in. And they would go, ha, that's really funny, Mike. Now, what
Next.
Were we talking about?
So you went into theater, and you're finding you're in the right place now.
Well, I'm
huh?
stumbling in, yeah. I stumbled mm-hmm. in, and it's like a lot of the things I've been doing on my own for years and years mm-hmm. Suddenly have a home all at once.
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's been real exciting.
So this is your first... did you do it when you were 10 years old or something?
I was I think I was the second little pig. I made my house out of sticks.
I see.
And I did a little radio, like for Bumbershoot up in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
But it was sort of hit and miss stuff.
Okay. Is that where you grew up in Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tacoma. Seattle and Tacoma.
So now you've found a new home in theater, and it is exciting.
Yeah. I went to help with the sets, and the group was so charming that before I knew it, I was up to my neck. And
uh-huh. Does that sound like a volunteer organization or what?
Yeah.
That's what our area is entirely made up of. So, and Michael Link, you've been around for a long time here in Astoria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been here?
I would say 25 years.
Okay. Yeah. And you said you did do theater.
I met my present wife doing Lysistrata.
Oh, God, I remember that. Oh,
which is
Lord.
A 4,000-year-old play.
Yes, yes, yes. But you didn't meet her 4,000 years ago.
No.
I know that.
I think my son thinks I met her 4,000 years ago. But no, that was...
She's not that old. You may be, but she's not. Go on.
<that old. laughs> And I've done a lot of Shanghai, playing Sneak.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about that, Judy,
yes.
and about all those different Sneaks. Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last production.
Well, how did you get involved in this?
My son wanted to be a munchkin.
Ah.
And Carly
yes.
is his very favorite babysitter.
All right.
And one of the best Good. Babysitters that exists.
I believe that.
In this side of the world.
I believe that.
This
is a non-commercial radio station, so we're not giving her wage prices, but, you know, if you want to get in touch, go
anyway,
on.
Anyway, he came over and auditioned for Nancy, and they convinced me to...
Well, since you were going to have to be driving them over anyway or something
that's
like
right.
that, they
that's
figured...
Kind of, that was their argument,
yeah,
too,
that's
Carol.
How they, I know that. I know that argument. Many a good person has been sucked into theater that way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, my neighbor Dan Polansky, has been playing Dr. What's-His-Name with the big black cape during Nutcracker for, probably 25 years or so because his daughter... was taking ballet, and so they said, well, you might as well. Hannah's long since gone from this area. She's all grown up and lives somewhere else and married, and Dan is still doing the part. So you never know.
That's
it's so
happens.
Fun. Theater is so exciting.
Yes.
What about you, Carly? What's your background? I didn't know you did theater either. I know you sing beautifully. I can vouch for that.
I have been doing theater since I was 12 years old. I kind of got brave enough to audition for a middle school play with my friend when I was a long time ago, not 4,000 years.
Have you lived here? Did you grow up here in Estes?
Oh, no, I grew up in Utah. I came here 5 years ago, and I started joining the local high school theater program as well, and just kept doing it. And this will be my third musical, my second time working with Papa Theater, and I'm loving every second of it. I don't regret it for a minute.
Wonderful. So what do you think about this idea? I mean, we agree that it's a good idea because you have an understudy with the idea of switching roles, but how does it feel in terms of learning parts and taking a break, or I wish I were the star every time, or how does it happen?
I definitely appreciate double casting with Hope. She's a wonderful person to be around with, and also it's very nice to have a break during rehearsals. I actually get to rehearse half the time that everyone else gets to.
Are you the only one double cast?
No, we also have two Uncle Henrys and...
Two wizards,
yes.
Okay. So Barbara Polshuk, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. And we all know how lucky we are to have her here. So I was delighted when I saw, and of course, Wizard of Oz is, you couldn't be more classic there. So did she work with you on a lot of this, on most of it, or how does that?
I can speak for myself. She worked with me and Larkin, who's my understudy or double.
Your alternative, right? Alternative. Your alter ego, there you go.
One-on-one, probably two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
I feel so lucky
because
she is very, very talented.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Carly, I think it might have been before your time, but maybe not, but we, the North Coast Chorale, commissioned
her.
Yeah. You were there.
We
did her song.
She's
too.
Very talented, and it's been an honor to be able to work under her. Every time we rehearse, I just learn more, and it's valuable information.
Yeah.
Well, I love how she is able to sort of tune herself to whomever it is she's doing a one-to-one or with a group, for that matter. Like explaining some of the, I don't know, is it Latin? That's the notes in musical notation. And she'd explain to me what that is. And it's like, well, this is like a little embellishment here. Or or telling me in different ways to hit a note that I shouldn't be hitting by controlling my breath or using the consonants, selecting one consonant or another.
Wow.
She makes it all fun while you're going through that. It's been great working with her.
That's fantastic. So you're really getting high-class training here from the top of the line. You picked a good one to start with, Mike Toole. Good thinking.
Yes, really.
The play and the director. Okay, so this is Papa. All right, let me get it now. Don't tell me. Peninsula Association of Performing Artists.
Very good.
Good? Just switch it all around. Is presenting Wizard of Oz, directed by Barbara Polshuk. And it opens a week from tonight, July 12th. It runs through August 4th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m., Sundays at 3. And I understand there are some original songs in addition to the ones from the movie, so that should be exciting too. Fort Columbia Theater at State Park in Chinook, Highway 101. If you need more information, papatheaterre.org. And big thanks to my guests, Carly Keone, Michael Link, and Mike Toole. And break a leg, all of you.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay. Carol, thank you.
Thanks. I'm going to just put on some music from Egypt and send out hopes to that part of the world for them to figure out what they're doing and how to do it peacefully. And I send you all good wishes of joy and peace. And we are the lucky ones. So let's make sure we take care of our planet, our community, and ourselves. Thanks.
Allez!